In September of last year, my husband Sam, who's 32, was diagnosed with heart failure, dilated cardiomyopathy. And because of his age, it came as a massive shock to all of us, and sort of went undiagnosed for a while. The medical professionals were amazing, but nobody quite thought it could possibly be heart failure because of his age, and generally a fit and healthy guy. So I'm doing it to raise the money for cardiac risk in the young, because they focus on younger generations, and it does happen more likely than you would think. 12 people each week, 12 young people each week die of cardiac complications. So to raise awareness about that, and also just to help them with their work on screening young people.
And how's Sam doing in himself following this?
So it's been a difficult journey. I think the biggest thing, anyone who knows Sam, my husband, he's the life of the party. He's so sociable. Everybody knows him. So to have to rest, and to have to really sort of take time to let his body recover was difficult for him, because he's so used to being out amongst his friends and going to football matches. He's a huge Leicester football fan. So that was really hard, and of course a massive shock. So it takes time when you have a diagnosis like that. It takes time to be able to come to terms with it. But he's been on this incredible medication that's really helped him, recover. And he had an echocardiogram in the last sort of month, and that was really positive news. So although he's not back where he was, because incredibly, always doing spin classes and always playing football. April last year, he climbed Snowdon. So, it was a real shock that he was then diagnosed with heart failure. So he's definitely, he's improving. He's so much better than he was when he was first diagnosed. It's called an ejection fraction. It's how much, like, your heart can actually pump, and that was at 10%. So that's, end stage heart failure stages. Really scary, but now it's up to 46. So really, really positive news.
Which is fantastic. And on to your fundraising. How's that going?
I'm doing it at the Leisure Centre. So I just book onto their sort of swim sessions, and you'll see me doing, 40, 50 lengths probably, at a time. So I'm there for quite a while each time. But swimming's something I've always enjoyed. And from, my own personal experience, in November 22, I was diagnosed with malignant hypertension, which again was undiagnosed. I sort of put all the symptoms to, oh, I've got a headache, or I've got this, I've got that. So I'm trying to do something as well that can help me on my way to, healthy, having a healthy heart. So doing this in a way that's, helping me is also beneficial. So it's great. So I did set a target at 500, and I'm very, very nearly there. So I'm really hoping that actually I can go above and beyond that. That would be amazing. And just, see how far I can get. If I can get to 1,000, that would be incredible. So I'm really hopeful. I'm really hopeful that I'll keep people will, keep donating. It's really lovely and generous of them.